Good morning.
Good morning.
Baruch Hashem, we've been talking a lot about chesed, how important chesed, all the different types of chesed. It's an incredible topic that the Rebbeim are doing an incredible job on. I hope to add my little 2 cents to it. This week's parasha is Parashas Vayera, and Parashas Vayera starts with the mitzvah of achnasas orchim, the ability to take care of our guests. Well, something interesting about Avram's taking care of his guests is how much detail goes into all of his dedication to his guests. He made sure not just to give them tongue, but to give them tongue in mustard. Imagine what dedication to think. How is this going to taste the best possible way? And sometimes it's the smallest thing that counts. This week I was able to go to a restaurant with one of the Talmidim in the yeshiva. We were going there, we were inside, and a tremendous person came over. And this person came over, and with great dedication, he said that he just got a terrific pastrami sandwich on rye. And he told the student that I came with, a very chashuv young man who I came with, he said, I want to get you the same thing. But when he told the lady behind the counter about the pastrami on rye that he wanted to give this young man, he didn't just say pastrami on rye, he said pastrami and rye with mustard. He said, make sure that mustard, it tastes very good, and make sure it's hot pastrami when you put it in, and put it on my tab. And he covered the whole entire thing off a dime. Mamish, I don't even know if he was thinking that Avraham Avinu had done it this week with pastrami on rye in mustard with the three malachim. The smallest details is what's incredibly important. I myself remember sometimes it's the smallest thing that someone could say to you, something kind, something quickly, something in passing. I remember I was in yeshiva a long, long time ago in Eretz Yisrael, and when I was there, I could not afford a haircut. Okay, the haircut cost 15 shekel. I did not have 15 shekel for that haircut. So I went over to the guy who was giving the haircuts and I said to him, I cannot afford to get a haircut. Can you please let me use your trimming machine? I'll give myself a haircut. So he said, for sure, no problem. I had never given myself a haircut in my life. So I went over to a mirror and I went like this a little bit and that a little bit and a little bit. And then I realized how terrible it was. And I said, you know what? For the first time in my life, I'm going to go straight over the top. And I went over the top and I looked in the mirror and I knew I looked absolutely horrible. And I went down to the basement afterwards feeling like a real, real horrible person, looking like a terrible person. And first person came up to me, I remember exactly who it is, his name is Noam Hack, he lives in Los Angeles, and he came over to me and he said, that's a really great haircut, who gave it to you? And I felt so good. It's the smallest type of thing, I'm sure he doesn't remember it a million years later, but he said something very nice. When I was in yeshiva, I always felt that I had a certain Rebbe who never paid attention to me, and I felt like, am I succeeding in my learning? Am I doing anything? Is it working out? And a different Rebbe who was not in my class, his name was Rabbi Pfeiffer, he was not the Rebbe in my class. He came over to me in the hallway and he put his arm on my shoulder and he said, I heard you doing amazingly. And it's impossible for him to have heard that. A, I wasn't doing amazingly. And I don't know what he could possibly have heard about me. But by saying that, he really encouraged me greatly. Small things, what you could say to your fellow classmates, what you could encourage, your Rebbe's an encouragement too. But what you could say to your fellow classmates, how amazing you are, how wonderful you daven, you're such a great chazan, I heard you're doing great in class, your artwork is beautiful. You say those type of things, you never know how eternal that effect could be.